Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Life Rewired podcast. And thank you guys for joining us on this Monday, February 5th. Today's episode is going to be about helping you guys get back on track after a weekend where, you know, say you're traveling, say you're, you know, just doing something social with friends, whatever it may be. We know that the weekends can hold a lot of distraction and can really basically deviate us, you know, from the plan, from, you know, the journey that we're currently on. You know, with our health and fitness. So we wanted to help you guys, you know, navigate those weekends, you know, really to the best of your ability where you can come out on the other side and feel really good, feel on track, and really just feel like you didn't miss a beat. But before we begin, this episode is brought to you by Nash Nutrition. The Nash Bar is made with simple and nourishing ingredients, 20 grams of protein, and is naturally sweetened with honey and dates. And what a lot of people don't realize is that most of the so-called healthy protein bars that you find on the market are in fact heavily processed with fillers and unnatural ingredients. And we know that if we consume too much of this processed food too often, it can eventually lead to long-term health issues. So this is why we love the Nash bars. We never even have to think twice about the ingredients, and they truly are the good for you protein bar. So make sure you guys head to the show notes after today's episode to get yourself a box of bars to try. The next release will be Thursday, February 8th at 6 p.m. So on to today's episode. This is episode 121, how to get back on track after a social weekend. And so, you know, over the last, you know, 4 years of me being a coach, Christina, 5 to 6 years being a coach plus, you know, this is easily one of the most common areas where we see clients struggle. And we've even struggled significantly in the past. Like I would say, you know, for the better part of, you know, honestly, like a couple years, probably we were in this loop of where, you know, we'd be really dialed, really locked in all throughout the week just to get to the weekend and kind of like shoot ourselves in the foot, to be quite honest. And it wasn't anything massive. You know, we even started to shift some of our, you know, drinking habits and just like going out habits and things like that to align a little bit more with like the life we were trying to live, where that just slowly became something we did some of the time. But, you know, movement was something we weren't too focused on. You know, we were you know, always eating an abundance of calories over the weekend. Even when the food was healthy, we were nonetheless like just intaking so many calories. So we've made plenty of mistakes. And then even obviously before that, you know, we went through different cycles of, you know, on track, off track, on track, off track. I think this is honestly, you know, especially after coaching so many people through this process, I really do think this is one of the most common areas that people truly do struggle with, because it's so easy, you know, to basically get distracted when we're in these moments. It's very easy to sell ourselves on, hey, you know, this piece of food, or maybe this drink, or maybe this overindulgence, like it's going to, you know, add pleasure in the moment, but it's, we're not really thinking about the long term. You know, what is the longer term impact, for example, that some of these decisions are going to have on my life? And I know, you know, for me, a big thing in the past that held me back is just an overabundant, like an overconsumption of calories. You know, because at the end of the day, guys, you know, there's so much shit all over the, you know, internet and social media, all these different things telling you and talking to you about fat loss and weight loss. And really, you know, at the end of the day, guys, calories are truly, you know, the most important, especially when we are trying to control our calorie intake, when we're trying to not overeat. We really do have to be smart about the quantity of calories that we're consuming. And I know for me, this is something that really did help hold me back in the past, where I started to get frustrated, where I was even eating healthier foods or healthier options, but I was still just eating so many calories. So throughout today's episode, you guys really are going to hear about, you know, kind of our different strategies and things that, you know, we've come up with over the years to really help our, basically just like help with our mindset, where we're like, hey, we can have, you know, a social weekend, we can travel, we can do stuff with friends, you know, still, you know, do these things we really do enjoy doing. We don't let them dominate our lives like maybe we used to in the past, but they are still things that we can do and still achieve our health and fitness results and our goals. And I think that that's probably the biggest thing we want you guys to get away or take away really from this episode, is this understanding that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be all into my health and fitness, all into, you know, eating super strict, you know, counting every little calorie to, you know, going completely off the rails. There truly is a middle ground. And as you guys know, especially for those of you that have been listening to us, following us individually, collectively for a really long time, we are here to help you guys find that happy medium and that middle ground.
And the longer you're on this fitness journey, the easier it gets to get back on track after a weekend like that. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about today, is just like the post-weekend habits you have to have in place. This is something Zach always says, is like the verbiage of like having guardrails in place. Like, pre and post weekend to make sure that you're not going too far in one direction. Like we talked about, it's not very black and white. There is that like something over nothing mentality, which we'll get into here. But this really hits home for me after this past weekend because it was my bridal shower. And as I coach a lot of brides to their big day, we're building those foundational habits. We're eating at maintenance calories before we go into a deficit because there's so much going on and social events and socializing gets even harder in a deficit than when you're at maintenance. So over time, you start to build these weekend habits and non-negotiables, and you're able to get into the next week like on Monday, and you're not starting over every Monday. That's the biggest thing that held me back for the longest time on my fitness journey was the mentality of I'll start over tomorrow. I'll start over on Monday. I'll start over on the first of the next month. And when you're always pushing over that quote starting over, like you could just be getting back on track today instead. And this past weekend, I had my shower and I don't track on my, you know, bridal event days, and I don't have my brides either, like bachelorette trip, bridal shower, actual wedding day, obviously, and honeymoon. Like the consistency and the structure and like the sacrifice you make in those moments leading up to it, like the Monday through Fridays, the weeks leading up to your wedding, it allows for that freedom and balance on those untracked days where you can be more mindful. But for me, I didn't track all of Saturday. I definitely indulged in a lot of cookies. I like shared a lot about my shower on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, and my family goes really hard on the sweets, like cookie table, all the sweets. And I didn't track that meal. I just tracked my breakfast to make sure I front loaded my day with protein. I made sure I went into it with that mentality of like, none of this stuff is off limits. Obviously, I have a lot of dietary restrictions and they made a lot of dairy-free things for me, which helped. But I drank on Saturday. I had a lot of sweets. I ended the day like making sure I hit my water goal. We had a high protein dinner. We just came home and cooked for everyone. And then I got right back on track on Sunday. Old me would have been like, I'm carrying this in a Sunday. I'm bringing all of the leftovers home. I may still drink on Sunday and just like carry that that kind of negative momentum into the week. And I would have gone in today like with trash energy. I would have felt like I really did lose progress. But just that one day, that's like 20% of my week. The other 80% of the week, I'm on track and I got back on Sunday. Today, I stuck to regular scheduled programming. We're going to talk about the strategies we have in place. But since I am cutting for the wedding, I typically wouldn't weigh in on a Monday morning after an untracked like event like that where we're eating out high sugar alcohol. But I weighed in, I actually weighed less than I did on Friday. Not to say that's like a obsession with a scale that you have to pay attention to. I'm tracking trends. And that was just a moment for me where I'm like, hey, even on this cut, like every cut is different. Like your body responds differently after a reverse during my hormone healing phase. So it was really eye-opening for me to be like, hey, I can weigh in on a Monday and not like tie emotion to it. But it was cool to see that like I didn't track all of Saturday. I definitely, you know, overdid it in certain areas. But by being back on track yesterday and today getting good night's sleep, I'm able to go into this week like nothing happened essentially. And that's because of how we come back from a weekend like that and recalibrate on a Sunday and a Monday that we're going to teach you guys in today's episode. But I know old me, I'd come off of a weekend like that. I would restrict on Monday morning. I would eat. I'd be, quote, back on track. I'm going to, quote, be good. And it's not being bad and being good. It's like being flexible and balanced and being aligned with your goals. And we want to make sure that one outweighs the other, obviously. And that percentage of like 80-20 is what makes sense to your lifestyle. We're more so like 90-10 right now, just because we have events coming up and we feel our best, like with our businesses, mental health, physical health, when we are strategically aligning our actions with our goals 90% of the time, then that allows us like, you know, one day per week or one night per week to like let loose, have fun. And obviously that may sound restrictive to some people, but your balance is your own. And we want you guys to take what you need from today's episode. But old me, I'd be like 50-50. I would be going out Thursday to Monday, especially when I lived in Cleveland, be tailgating on Sundays. And then I wouldn't have a Sunday reset where I'm able to like grocery shop, bulk prep, hit my water goal, get a good night's sleep, eat goal foods to just like replenish like probably deficiencies I created over the weekend of like drinking a lot of alcohol and eating all the soul food with no micronutrients. But I would just let that carry into the next day and the next day. And it was always like, I'll start over the next day. And when I was training in person, like I'd be in the gym from like 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. and I would fit a workout in there. I would like pack meals, but like if I didn't prep on Sunday, I wouldn't have meals. So I would just feel like trash. I'd be eating like whatever was convenient. I'd be super low energy. And you can imagine like me showing up as a trainer with low energy, like that's not how I want to show up in my business for my people. I know you guys probably feel the same at work, but I would go into that Monday like low energy, not prioritizing what I needed to. But I would also be like, I'm going to go on the cardio on the treadmill for like an hour to undo what I did this past weekend. I'm going to restrict my calories. This wasn't more so like when I was a trainer, but like back when I was like post-college and in college, this is how I viewed like my Sunday, Monday. It was like, I'm just going to under eat. I'll be good. I'll be back on track, which was very black and white. And then I would try and overdo it with like cardio and workouts, not to punish myself, but if you think about it, with that mentality, it is kind of punishing yourself for going, quote, off the rails. And this is verbiage I hear all the time from my clients. That's why I'm kind of quoting things, because it's something I hear so often. But that's not the kind of relationship you want to have with food and fitness and your body either, because it becomes a vicious cycle and it's really hard to break.
Yeah. And there is just so many things that you said there that I really do want to unpack. You know, the first thing that really stood out to me, and I love how you explained this, was just like, and this is where I feel like even we've gone wrong in the past, and people that clients we talk to and other people will go wrong with, is, you know, getting to that weekend and it's almost like every single meal, every single day is completely just like wild, like just go crazy. Like Friday, eat, drink, whatever. Saturday, eat, drink, whatever. Sunday, fun day, eat, drink, whatever. And then of course you're going to feel like an overwhelming amount of resistance come Monday when it's like, oh shit, now I got to start drinking water again. Now I got to start, you know, eating healthy again, more nutrient dense foods. I got to get back into my workout and my exercise routine. But the key is, if we can get those weekends to look very close, like closely mimic the weekdays with a little bit of deviation, that's really where you guys can strike that balance. And I like that Christina said, like, you know, some people might think that's intense, aggressive, or like, I even will joke with her sometimes, like some people think like, you know, certain things in the fitness world are like toxic or certain approaches. And at the end of the day, guys, like you just have to define that for yourself. Like, I think obviously if anything becomes like unhealthy to the degree that you're like obsessing over it, or you're doing anything that's like truly unhealthy for your mental or physical health, then yes, that is a problem. Like we need to like not do those things and pay attention to if we ever do slip down into that rabbit hole. But like, if you're someone who like you feel great, cause like a lot of times I know for me, like I'll see people like almost talk down on like chasing aesthetic goals or like wanting to be lean. Like I feel so much better mentally and physically. Like when I'm at that peak physique, I'm at my peak like amount of like leanness and body fat. And it might sound silly to some people, but like that fires me up. Like that makes me happy. That makes me feel super confident in myself. And I carry myself with a totally different attitude when I'm able to achieve these things. And so, you know, if you are someone out there who maybe feels that way too, like just know like your goals are your own. And at the end of the day, like we all need to define what that balance, you know, really does look like for us individually. Because, you know, I tell my clients this a lot. I'm like, I don't expect you guys to directly mimic, you know, the intensity or, you know, how focused I am on some of these things, because I'm your coach. You know, I am the fitness professional living this day in and day out. These are also my own personal, you know, goals and things I'm looking to achieve. And so I think it's just important to like really understand, you know, what your goals are, why those are your goals, and continue to work toward them, you know, and don't feel ashamed if you are chasing a certain aesthetic goal, for example. Like, in my opinion, like that's not toxic by any means, especially if it's something that makes you feel great. So at the end of the day, guys, you know, you have to define for yourself, you know, what that balance really does look like for you.
And I think that over time it builds, because what I used to think was like my end goal or like my balance, we just continue to optimize it. And I think once you feel how good you're supposed to feel, like for me, I used to drink like probably like 3 days a week up until like this past year, and cutting back to like 2 days made me feel so much better. And I'm like, wow, this feels like optimal for me. Cutting back to 1 day felt like, wow, this is even more optimal. So like that makes sense to me. But like you guys will start to understand if you're like right now 50-50 with like goal food, processed food, and you go to 60-40, like you can stay there for as long as feels good, as long as you are like feeling good with your goals. Obviously you can level it up and optimize it. And that's like all your fitness journey is. Like we've been doing this for so long that our optimization may sound like more extreme, but it doesn't mean it's unhealthy, because that's truly just where we feel our best and like feel healthy in our routines. This is our job. You know, we have more freedom. We have more time. We don't have kids. So like this is optimal for us in this season. And that's going to fluctuate in the future when we do have family and when life gets crazier, you know, like things will fluctuate. But I think like there's good, better, best, and like optimal. And I think we've gone through each stage and now we're at optimal. And if you're not in that level, like there's no comparison. Like do what feels good to you, obviously. But when we go through these habits and our methods, I think it will help you guys kind of piece together what does feel good.
Yeah, it's truly an evolution. You know, we are constantly tweaking, getting better, improving. That's why I wish so many people could shift that mindset of like, okay, I'm chasing this goal, I'm chasing this outcome. It's like, when you do this thing right, we're never going to stop. Like, we're never going to stop, dude. Like, we're not going to stop moving our bodies. We're not going to stop eating nutrient dense foods. We're not going to stop striking that balance like Christina talked about. So I'm telling you guys, like, the sooner you can view your fitness journey and as a whole, truly as an evolution. Like I even talk about that a lot. Like even if the what looks different, like how you're training, like Christina's changed her training, changed up her training a lot over the years, our nutrition a lot over the years. Me too. It is an evolution. The key is just to never stop, because it's the hardest fucking thing to get back. Like, you guys probably know people in your life, or maybe even you're somebody listening where it's like you've fallen off track and you feel the weight of getting back on track. I've been there. You know, I get it. And it's one of the hardest, most difficult practices. I don't know why psychologically, but it is one of the hardest things to get back. So please just don't stop. But to dive into, you know, some of these strategies that we like to use, you know, before I kind of dive into this one that I'm going to give, I do want to give a disclaimer that I am by no means promoting like restrictive eating or like, you know, drastically cutting the calories, kind of like Christina talked about, like the next day, for example, or for like a week at a time. But I do think it can be helpful to cushion a higher calorie day with a lower calorie day. And what I mean by that is, like, if you are someone, for example, and like I've utilized this strategy in the past, I've even taught this to some of my clients, but we know that if we are, you know, chronically under consuming, or if we're eating like constantly below our basal metabolic rate, like there are certain negative things that are going to happen to our health. It is going to have a negative impact on how we look, move, and feel. So we obviously don't want to disrupt that or lean into that, but we can manipulate the calories a little bit when we're looking at, okay, what did our habits look like over the last week as a whole? And so, like, say you are someone, you know, who on Saturday, you know, say your calorie goal is 3,000, you know, and say you went like 4,000 or even a little bit higher, and you were like, damn, like I'm really feeling a lot of that the next day. There's nothing wrong with bringing that caloric intake down just a little bit and kind of cushioning that high intake day with a lower intake day. Now, like Christina said earlier, this is a very fine line, because you don't want to obviously get into the habit where, you know, we are drastically undereating and then we're overfeeding, undereating, overfeeding. Like, I see that a lot with men that I coach, where like they'll eat literally one meal a day and like barely any calories. But then when the weekend hits, it's like completely off the rails. And then we're spending the whole next week chronically undereating. Like, that is by no means like what I'm saying here. But, you know, nonetheless, if we do get into a circumstance, because we've all been there, we all, you know, have those situations, those social situations where we're like, shit, like I didn't intend to eat as much as I did or consume as much as I did, but I did. And it is what it is. And it's like, okay, well, now what can I do about it? And this is where I would recommend, you know, just tapering those calories down a little bit the following day, and just be careful that you're not going below your basal metabolic rate. Like for me, you know, that's around like 2,100 calories. So I definitely don't want to be eating less than that amount the next day, you know, but nonetheless, I still have a wide range, you know, between my, you know, 2000 to 2100 BMR upwards of my, you know, 3,400 calorie maintenance calories. So you have more room and cushion to manipulate that amount if you want to, and if you need to, depending on kind of what that weekend may have looked like, or what that like day where you did overconsume, what that looked like as well.
Yeah. And I think you, openly like talk about this, like for us, like when we're navigating like a Sunday, for example, you're just like not hungry the next day. If you think about like an energy balance across the span of a week, if we overconsume one day, like your body still has those in store. So like Zach the next morning is like, I'm not that hungry for breakfast, but he'll just make sure he doesn't go below his BMR, which is what works for him. For a lot of women, I don't recommend necessarily going like straight down to your BMR, just because it's a very precious, I will say, relationship with like that, oh, I can overeat today, undereat tomorrow, because it is a vicious cycle. And I think for women, it's something we have to protect a little bit more, especially for like hormones. And if you're on your period, like that kind of stuff comes into play too. So what I recommend is using a success range. So for example, if your calories are 1800 for a woman, whenever Zach gives examples, I'm like, my clients are always like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be so nice to eat Zach's protein goal and calorie goal? But for women, let's say your goal is like 1800. So if you have a success range of 200 in each direction, that's what I do for my clients. I've in the past like abused it and gone over 200 every day. And then over time we got to be like, okay, let's narrow it down to 100, you know? So let's say an ideal world, we're at 200 calorie success range. And that means 2000 is your max. Your goal is 1800, 1600 is your max. So I, for example, if I overdo it on my success range over the weekend, or if it's just like one day, like for my shower, for example, where I know I went over, I will just eat at that underhand success range. So where normally my goal is 1800, I'll aim for 1600. So I'm aiming for that underhand goal. It's not as low as my BMR. My BMR, because I'm very short, is like 1350 to 1400. But it's not as low as my BMR, but it's 200 calories below my goal. So it's kind of offsetting that overage that I had. So I think you can use that success range. And I also recommend using it to honor your hunger cues. If you're someone who, I know for a lot of women in a reverse diet, where like, I'm so full, like I'm pushing to hit these calories at the end of the day, I'm like, just use your underhand success range. Like your hunger levels in your body will pick up over time, but that's what that success range is there for, is moments like this and moments where you're not as hungry, essentially. So it kind of prevents that black and white mindset of like, I'm under, I failed the day, or I'm over 200 calories, I failed the day. It just creates that healthier relationship that like our body does appreciate consistency, and it doesn't want us to go over by 1,000, under by 1,000. Like Zach was saying, it does create a vicious cycle. But if you're like kind of hovering between, like if you think of like a roller coaster, like you're going way over, you're going way under, it's creating these huge peaks and valleys. And that's also in relation to your blood sugar too. But you want it to be more of like a kiddie ride, where it's a slow, steady like roll of your calories. That's a consistent flow where your body's understanding like, okay, we're in a deficit, we're not over, under, we need to store this as fuel, because your body's very smart. It wants to stay at homeostasis. Like that's why a caloric deficit is hard. Like it's definitely not easy. And if it was, we'd all be walking around like in the best shape of our lives year round, but we have to be strategic about cutting, reversing, and maintaining, because our body, like our hormones, our metabolism is once again very precious. We have to protect it. And if you're constantly under eating and overeating, you're going to see like inflammation. You're going to see it's putting stress on your body. You're going to see your body's smart and it holds on to body fat, because it's like, hey, if we're under eating, this is all the fuel we're going to get. We have to protect it and hold on to it. So that's why your body's holding on to fat if you're going over and under constantly. So it's really about establishing that fine baseline. And that's where these strategies can kind of come into play. And it's not something you want to do constantly. Like, I'm going to overeat today so that I can undereat tomorrow. We never want you guys to get into that like realm of, you know, vicious cycle. But it is really important to never eat below your BMR. Like your body's so smart. It will negatively impact your hormones, your metabolism, not to like create like, you know, doom around that. But it is the reality. Like if your body's not getting,
I mean, you see it all the time.
Yeah. Especially with periods, like some of my favorite ones I've been like hearing from women is like when they come into the program, like I don't love hearing that women are under eating. But what I mean is like when you start to eat above your BMR and you get up to maintenance, and people are like, oh my gosh, my period came back after years, or my digestion, my metabolism, like everything just starts to like fall into place, because your body's finally like, thank you for listening and thank you for fueling me properly. And it's something that took me forever. Like even when I was a coach, like there were times where like I wanted to be in a deficit, because I'm like, I don't want to reverse. It's a mental game for sure. But me chronically deficit, like being in a deficit and
it
dieting
is a mind fuck.
Yeah, like wrecks your hormones, your relationship with food and fitness. So that's why we do what we do, and we educate you guys on how to cut and reverse and do all these things. We have episodes on all of those things. Like we literally teach you guys how to create your own workouts, how to reverse, maintain, cut, bulk, and also like how to navigate the weekends too. So obviously we're talking a lot about like weekend habits, post-weekend habits, which we're about to get into, like how to navigate post-weekend. But if you guys are curious on all of that, like more in depth, just scroll through the library of 121 episodes, which I can't believe that we have so many already, which is so cool.
Yeah, for sure. No, I just know that when I made that comment while Chris was talking, it's like that whole concept of eating more is always so like foreign to people. And it sounds so counterintuitive to people like when they hear that. But literally like more people than not, like we see they need it. You know, there's more situations where that happens. Now, we're not saying like, hey, no matter who you are, like just go start eating more food. Like there are definitely situations where it's kind of just all dependent on your starting point. Like, mm-hmm. Are you someone that is chronically under eating, or are you someone that's eating right about enough, or are you someone that's overeating? And then once we kind of indicate and understand where you are, where is that starting point, we then have next kind of like, what's the next best step? What's the direction that we're going to take now, you know, within our coaching program or with our protocols, for example. And so as far as like, you know, more habits to get back on track, one thing we did want to mention is obviously just hitting your water goal. This is so important to flush out, you know, water, sodium, alcohol, anything, just kind of flush the system, get your body well hydrated again for the week to come. It's kind of funny. I remember like back when we were drinking more than we do now, like water was like the last thing that I wanted, like after a day of drinking. Like nowadays that we've kind of gotten those habits to work in our favor, it's like I crave, just like I pound so many fluids and so much water, even if we drink like the littlest bit. So it's just kind of funny, like how those small little micro moments, you can tell that shift of like what you do most of the time, like kind of peeking through, and it like dominates your habits. For example, like when you do start to really make better decisions, you start flipping a lot of those habits, you start eating healthy and really just living healthy, like healthily most of the time. Like, it's crazy to see how that can like really overtake, you know, some of those habits that maybe you did have in the past that maybe weren't the best.
Exactly. And these habits are going to sound so basic, and that's because they are like the basics that we want you to focus on. Like, this whole fitness journey, like, we really teach our clients like the non-negotiables, the basics. And that's what we want you guys to take home with you today too, is like, you don't have to do anything crazy. Like, you don't have to do a crash diet or like a fad after a weekend of having fun. You just need to hit your water goal. The next one is eating goal foods. We always recommend the 80-20 lifestyle after a weekend. Like, this weekend, I had tons of sugar on Saturday. I had alcohol, obviously, more soul food. So on Sunday and today, I'm like, I'm going to lean more towards goal food. So I'll aim for like 90% goal food so that I'm able to replenish, like, eat a lot of micronutrients, because I wasn't eating a lot of greens this weekend on Saturday, specifically at my shower. So if you have like an event or a vacation where like you notice like, hey, I was lacking greens, it's not like, hey, I need to cut all my calories. It's like, add more greens, add more fruit, add more vegetables, add, you know, more protein, like lean into the goal foods. And that's how you're able to recalibrate, because your body loves the goal foods. Like, you need the micronutrients, you need that like protein goal, obviously, that you're aiming towards. So the more goal foods you eat, obviously, the better you're going to feel. And also, it's like, a lot of goal foods are anti-inflammatory and a lot of processed foods are inflammatory. So this weekend, I'm not saying like good and bad foods, but I had more inflammatory foods this weekend. It creates an inflammatory response in me personally. So yesterday I really leaned into the anti-inflammatory foods, and I came into Monday feeling like I didn't miss a beat.
And that's the key for you guys. You know, if you can segue into that new week and really feel like not a whole lot has changed, you know, maybe a little bit of that deviation like we talked about earlier, but then you're just right back on track. And something else that really helps us, and we even said this earlier with an area that we used to struggle with, is just that movement, like the basic movement through the form of steps, going on walks, taking the dogs out. Like, it's so underrated, and it can keep your that calorie expenditure high and that activity high even the day after, you know, where you maybe did overconsume or indulge a little bit more than what you normally would. And that's going to help you basically metabolize all of those nutrients so much better versus like if you were just completely 100% sedentary. So as we're, it's funny, like, you know, like Christina said, as we are talking about these little things, you can start to see how these little things can become very exacerbated when we're not focused on them. For example, like we literally gave the example earlier about, you know, overeating and then not moving our bodies. We're basically putting ourselves in the perfect position to gain body fat. Instead of being in a position where, you know, your body can utilize and metabolize those nutrients better.
Exactly. Like, little things really are the big things. And like yesterday, for example, like, after a day, quote, like off track, old me would be like, I have to go to the gym, I have to run, I have to do this cardio. But we were just like, hey, it's a beautiful day in Ohio, let's just go on an hour long walk. Like, the vitamin D was good for us, even though I didn't feel like doing it at all. But just going on a walk outside helps you to recalibrate. And that's another win I hear so much from like going home on weekends with like clients going home or going on vacation. They're like, I asked so-and-so to go on a walk. Like, I walked to my parents. And that's not something you typically do, but you start to notice like it becomes a non-negotiable. Like, when we go home and stay at my mom's, like for holidays, like after Thanksgiving or after Christmas, we just like, obviously with the dogs, like have to go on walks, but it's just the norm. Like, we wake up with our coffee, we go on a walk, we take a walk at lunch. It helps with digestion too. Like, the huge red flag I see with a lot of people after trips and vacations and holidays is like digestion is really thrown off. It happens naturally with flying. It happens naturally with eating out, eating more soul foods, and with drinking. And when all of those happen at once, you're definitely going to see digestion fluctuate or get off course. So walking and water help to regulate both those things. And so does eating goal foods. So all these things, like, it doesn't just impact like, okay, the aesthetic things we're looking towards, like getting back on track, but also like on an internal level, like your body needs hydration, micronutrients, to regulate digestion. Like, these things really do help in so many different ways. But the next one is resistance training with a mindset of like, I'm not going to outwork this bad diet or bad weekend. It's going into it with the perspective of, I have a little bit of extra fuel in the tank, I'm going to get some PRs. Like, it really helps you to push harder in your workouts. Once again, with not the mindset of like, I'm going to undo or outwork X, Y, and Z. It's like, just naturally, like with more energy, like when you're at maintenance calories, you feel like you can push harder in your workouts versus in a caloric deficit. So if you have a little bit more of calories, like just use it to PR, like in a workout on Monday. It helps you also start the week off with a win. So you feel like there's some positive momentum moving after we've built maybe some negative momentum with like a couple days off from the gym, a couple days of overeating. And it just really helps like just get you in the right mindset for the week.
For sure. And really the last tip that we have is utilize these experiences as a learning opportunity. I tell my clients this a lot. Like, when we approach like a bachelor party or like a social weekend, every single time we are in that position, we have the ability to stack up evidence that shows ourselves we are the person that can have balance. You know, if we're the person that every single time we're in one of those social circumstances, we go completely off the rails, and if we don't consciously try to change that, we're cemented as that person that always does that. And so we now need to stack up evidence in the other direction that, no, you know, we aren't just the person that does that. You know, we can actually become this person that wants that balance, that wants to have both, that wants to be able to live a healthy and fit lifestyle, but still be social and still have fun in these circumstances. And so striking that balance is truly everything. And I think you guys will be able to work at and find that balance through these opportunities, through every single time you're faced with a social circumstance. It truly is a chance to practice the mentality that you can have balance, that you can control calories, you can be smart about the quantity of maybe the alcohol or the sweets or the fried food, whatever it may be, the more processed food that you're consuming. And you can then stack up evidence that you are the person that can have both. You are the person where it is no longer the all or nothing mindset where you're all in or you're all out. You stack up enough evidence in your favor that you are the person that can achieve balance. And that is now the person that you become. And that's truly how Chris and I have changed a lot of habits over these years, is we worked at it enough. We put in enough reps to make it a true habit, to make it a part of who we are, to stack up evidence in favor of that person we were ultimately trying to become.
I love that. And it's so true that like those opportunities, it helps you understand like where you want to make changes. And I think that while the event is still fresh, whether it's coming off of a holiday weekend or a vacation, something I always ask is like, in this situation next time, not like, where did you fail? I have to beat myself up. But from a perspective of like, where can I do 1% better next time? Because like these are all opportunities. I always say like the first weekend in the program, the first vacation in the program, the first holiday is a lesson. It's never a failure. It's always a lesson. Like what can you take from it and build on next time around? And that can look like I'm going to have like for me, I know my certain sweet spot with drinks. So if I had like 6 or 7, I'm going to be like, hey, next time 5 is my cap, because I knew I felt like shit the next day. I skipped like all these things I said I was going to do. I ate foods that didn't align with me. So like my sweet spot is now this. Or if it's like I had 2 desserts, maybe 1 felt better. And next time around, I can just have 1. And it's just certain circumstances. It doesn't always have to be food or drinking. It can be around like I can get in more movement next vacation, or I can hit a workout class or something if I took a week off on vacation and it feels good to still get active. So once again, always take what you need. That 1% better next time around can look different for everyone. But I'm just giving some examples that pop up frequently. But of course, every weekend, every post weekend, it's going to look different for everyone. But we hope you guys can take these tools and resources in today's episode and find that balance for you so that you're not always falling off track and starting over Monday and letting that trickle into starting over Tuesday, starting over Wednesday, because there's always going to be social events on your fitness journey. And it's not a point to like fall off track and get back on. It's like, how can you master those moments moving forward? Because like Zach said, there's no finish line to your fitness journey, and you have to learn how to like grow and adapt and change in those moments so you can align your actions with your goals. And it's not always going to be perfect. And that's when these like basics and these resources and these methods can come in hand or come in handy for you. But you don't always have to be perfect. You just have to stay consistent and align your actions with your goals most of the time. And that's the main message we want to get across for today. So we appreciate you guys listening to today's episode. We love when you guys share, tag us, tag Life Rewired, leave a review if you have not already. We appreciate it more than you know. And you guys can check out the show notes for the Nash links, coaching links, newsletter links, and more down below.
Peace out, guys.